S-A-B-O-O, San Francisco, baby, baby.
Let me in. I want to be closer to you. Open up your soul. Let me find that part of you, the part that nobody ever knew.
Let me touch your.
Hello and welcome to Let Me Touch Your Mind, the show where Chetty should be something, do something, experience something, enjoy something. Folks, today is Library Palooza. That's right. It's all library for the whole hour. I'm very excited about today. My first guest is going to tell you all about Bay Beats for all of you aspiring musicians and people who just like to listen to music. I'd like to welcome Andy Kassler. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on, Marilyn. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited for you to be here as well. I'm for folks who don't know, I ran into Andy and a whole bunch of people at the Night of Ideas, and they're all excited to talk about Bay Beats. So, but before we talk about the concert that they're doing, give us a little of the history of Bay Beats.
Okay, yeah. I ran into Marilyn at Night of Ideas, told her about a show we're having this Saturday. And Marilyn was one of our jurors on Bay Beats a couple of years ago. Bay Beats is San Francisco Public Library's free streaming platform for local music. Mm-hmm. So right now we have about 350 bands, local musicians, on Bay Beats, which anybody in the world can go on the internet and listen to that music for free. And we think this is a great model as opposed to having to pay for like a streaming service which is kind of a barrier to listening to this music. And anybody can listen to the music for free, and people with a library card can download it. And so that's at the San Francisco Public Library's website or directly at baybeats.sfpl.org. We have all the sorts of genres of music on there, from classical to pop to punk to R&B to electronic. We represent the entire variety of music that is in the Bay Area. It's really exciting to run this platform and to hear the music.
So whose idea was it? I mean, like, what was the inspiration for putting all this together? Because it's a lot of work.
Yeah, we've been doing this we came up with the concept maybe like 7 years ago, and this is our third year. Actually, let me just say real quickly, we are in our third round of submissions right now, so people can submit their music until May 31st. But Bay Beats is actually, the software is run by a third party. I'm not sure what state they're in, maybe somewhere in the Midwest. And they created a platform for libraries to do this for local bands. It's really cool. They're called Rabble, Rabble/MusicCat. And they developed the software so that we could host music on our websites. It's a great idea. Rabble, as you know, means sort of like voice of the people, and we're totally in favor of that, giving voices to all members of our community. And then they sold the software to a number of libraries around the country. I think there's about maybe 12 or 14 libraries that are doing it right now.
Okay.
I think we have the Bay Area is such a big home for music. I think we might have the biggest content, the most content of all of them right now.
Love it, love it, love it. So, and I know people's ears, picked up when or perked up when you said that they could submit music. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So every spring from the beginning of March to the end of May, we open a submissions round. And we invite all musicians that live in the Bay Area, and I'll take a technical, that's the 9 Bay Area counties. They can submit music to us, and it gets jurored. So we have a panel of jurors that include SFPL staff and community jurors. Marilyn was a community juror for us once, and this year we have 9 jurors, and you can go on our website, 9 community jurors, and see who those are. And this is to make it sort of fair and to make sure that the music is, good quality. It's a curated list. Unfortunately, you can't just submit the music and get on the site. It does have to get through jurors.
Sure.
But we do let on about 150 albums every year. So that's a lot of music. And we get a fascinating array of music. We get what you might call bedroom studio, people just at home mm-hmm. making it by themselves on a synthesizer and a drum machine. And we get from large bands, well-known bands in the Bay Area. A whole variety of people have submitted to us.
Excellent. So how do they go about submitting a track?
So if you go to our website, you could see there's a submissions page, and it walks you through it. There's a big link on top. It says Submit Music Now, and it goes through what the audio files need to be. They need to be in either MP3 or WAV or FLAC or AIFF. I don't know the ins and outs of all of that data talk, but it seems like most... I haven't really heard of any artists that have had difficulty submitting the types of files needed.
Okay.
But they would, all you wonderful artists out there that want to get your music heard, mm-hmm. You need to submit up to 3 tracks so that we get a good sampling of what your music is like. And if you're accepted, you just fill out a little contract and we pay you $250. So the money is needed, hopefully. But most importantly, we're trying to give an audience to all these people that... A lot of our artists already have an audience, and some of them don't and are searching mm-hmm. for a way to share their music.
Very good. Very good. So you heard it here first, folks. Go ahead. And so is that the San Francisco Public Library website or the Bay Beats website where they can submit music?
So there's a couple ways to get there, but Bay Beats, one word, BAYBEATS mm-hmm. .sfpl.org mm-hmm. will take you, is our website, and there's a submission link right at the top of the page. You can get there through sfpl.org, the library's website, too. You can find your way. But baybeats.sfpl.org is the fastest way. We have until the end of May, until May 31st, to get your submissions in. Already this year, we've received about 300 submissions.
Yikes.
And we always, artists being such busy folk, a lot of times we get a big rush at the very end of the month, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. at the very end of the last month. So okay. We expect to get a lot more. But I'm hoping all the people out there in radio land today will tell their friends or do it themselves that we're looking for more submissions. And we're really trying to reach out into types of genres we haven't been really successful. We want to get more of in the mm-hmm. past. Like we'd like to get more Latin music, mm. more classical music, more gospel, world. We really want to get more metal. So there's a bunch of genres that we'd like to represent more to accurately represent the Bay Area.
Okay. And speaking of representing the Bay Area, there's going to be a free concert with some of these artists in Golden Gate Park. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, free is what we're about. We have Bay Beats so people can stream music for free. And mm-hmm. this Saturday, May 3rd at mm-hmm. 2 o'clock, we're having a show at the Bandshell in Golden Gate Park. I love the Bandshell. I've always wanted to have a show there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Boston. We had a Bandshell by the Charles River. I just have a thing for Bandshells.
Oh, okay.
And
I like that.
Yeah, and plus, in the main library, we have a big Nautilus in the ceiling. So that's a shell and the Bandshell. It all sort of, there's a synergy here, which I'm sort of connecting into. So we're having a show at 2 o'clock on Saturday at the Bandshell in Golden Gate Park.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know where it is, that's in the music concourse between the DeYoung and the
Academy of Sciences.
And we're featuring 3 of our favorite artists. And kicking it off at 2:30 is May Powell, who's a very popular local musician in sort of the pop rock scene. She calls her type of music tender psych.
Okay.
Which do you want to guess what that means, Marilyn? Tender psych?
I'm guessing it has something to do with psychedelia, but it's like, easy to listen to.
Ooh, I think you nailed it.
Oh, yay.
You nailed it. And I think it's, instead of having like sort of scorching guitars being the transcendent aspect, I think it's more of her dreamy voice and her lyrics.
Okay.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
Have you heard of any other tender psych bands before? Or did she make that up? I'm not sure.
I've not heard the term before, but it feels like it's all in the name. Yeah. So she nailed it. She nailed it.
So she's a wonderful musician. When I first heard her on our platform, I was like, our judges really know what they're doing. This musician is awesome. She's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And then at 3:30, that's at 2:30. At 3:30, mm-hmm. we're having Pye, mm-hmm. Who plays what she calls neo-Afropop. And I just want to say that this concert is also being sponsored by Illuminate, which runs the band shell and other local free events around the city,
mm-hmm.
and BFF FM and Amoeba Music and White Crate. And White Crate just published an interview with Pye just now on their website, whitecrate.org, one word, whitecrate.org.
Okay.
And she talks about she's from Zimbabwe, and she talks about how she mixes Zimbabwean elements into her sort of R&B jazzy music. It's a wonder to behold the way you're hearing just sort of R&B, and then you'll hear some African Afro-pop type guitars. It's really cool.
Very cool, very cool. So we've heard, I know you've got a third band.
Yeah, and the third band is called the Grease Traps. They're kind of our headliners. They're like a funk and soul band, and they played at Stern Grove. I think it was last year. We're hoping to end this party off with a big dance party. They sound like a cross between James Brown and Tower of Power. They also have an interview on whitecrate.org in which their lead Kevin O'Day says they like their soul music raw. Raw and gritty, not overproduced. So, is that how you like your funk and soul, raw and gritty, Marilyn?
I'll take it however I can get it.
So, everybody, please come out if you're looking for some fresh air on Saturday. Come out to the band show and hear a free show. All of our Bay Beats has shows all year long. We have a lot of them they always feature our artists that are on our platform.
Uh-huh.
They're always free. Most of them are at library locations. Like if you go to our website, baybeats.sfpl.org, you can see a list of the shows we've had and are having.
Okay.
And they're for all ages. I mean, I love our shows because you'll see senior citizens showing up and parents with young kids and, you know, people that are, you know, in their 20s and 30s dancing. Mm-hmm. It's a huge range, and I love having our shows like that.
Excellent. You mentioned that you guys are, that sometimes the bands play at different libraries. Do they play it throughout the San Francisco Public Library system, or are there specific libraries where you can sort of routinely find them?
So they will be playing at different branches. The branches will hire bands from the Babies platform if they have an open house or they have a summer concert series.
Okay.
So, for example, I think one of a sort of a folk rock artist, we have Cornelia, who I think is great. She played at the West Portal branch this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And at the West Portal was also having a concert series in the summer featuring Crying Uncle Bluegrass Band, which is like a really famous star bluegrass band, and they're also featuring a rock band called the Not Yetis and the Sampaguitas, who are kind of a well-known Filipino folk singing group, will be singing at the Perturo branch coming up. If you go to baybeats.sfpl.org and click on the shows link, you can see all the upcoming shows.
Okay. And so once again, for our listening audience, when and where and do they need to sign up for the concert this weekend?
Okay, so you don't need to sign up. You just need to show up.
Okay.
The show starts at 2. The first band is on at 2:30. Come, we're going to have partners. We're going to have tables giving away free stuff from our partners. Maypaw is the first band at 2:30. It's going to be outdoors. It's going to be fresh air. It's going to be a band shell blast is what we want to call it. And we're celebrating free music. And this is part of like the city activating open spaces, you know, and giving free music to the people.
Okay. And for our listening audience, that band shell is in Golden Gate Park between the DeYoung and the Academy of Sciences. You've seen it there. You've probably run up on the stage and done a little echoey thing when there hasn't been anyone there. So have you done it, actually? Have you gone on the band shell and made an echoey noise?
I think I've I want to say I've dived off the stage during a punk rock concert, but I haven't done that yet. Maybe I'm a little too old for that. But
you're never too old to stage dive, as long as there's someone to catch you.
I think the official address is 75 Hajiwara Drive, because that's right near the Japanese Tea Garden.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then for people who want to submit?
The deadline is May 31st, and please, we accept all types of music. If you make it, we'll listen to it. It's go to baybeats.sfpl.org. If you're accepted, we pay you an honorarium of $250, and we have you on our site for you to get. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of library patrons that can listen to your music, and anybody across the world can listen to it for free. We're trying to. And so you have until the end of the month. And for those of you that aren't artists, come check out the art. Come check out the music. I was making a playlist for Saturday's show. Mm-hmm. And just going through our archive for the music, I was astounded by what great music we have on there.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Andy Kassler, I want to thank you so much. And what do you do at the library, by the way?
I work in circulation at the main library. If you come in, you'll see me. I'm on the first floor. I help oversee. We circulate tons of materials that get returned here and sent up to the upper floors and out to the branches. I help with that process. That's my job here at the library. And I work a lot on Bay Beats.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for working on Bay Beats, for being on the show, and for telling everyone about the concert that's coming up.
Oh, Marilyn, you've helped out Bay Beats so much. I want to thank you also. And thanks for being so enthusiastic about having us on. It was a great idea.
All right. People of Earth, this is your opportunity to go check out Bay Beats this weekend. I am going to play something from May Powell.
I can hear the May Powell. I can hear the tender psych.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's May Powell and Weird Dreams from Both ways brighter. You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. It's Library Palooza. I got two more librarians for you. Yeah, you may thank me through donating to the station. We've got here to talk about all the fabulous things that are about to happen. I'd like to welcome Julianne Randolph and Maricela Leon Barrera. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
So I want each of you to tell me or tell our listening audience what it is you guys do at the library and which departments you work at and branch. Who wants to start?
I'll go first. I'm Julianne, and I'm the small business librarian at the main library. I oversee the small business center, which is located on the fourth floor of the main library. The center is part of the larger business science and technology department.
Okay. And then Maricela?
Hi. So I'm Maricela Leon Barrera, and I'm the digital equity manager at the San Francisco Public Library, and I work at the Bridge at Main. The Bridge at Main is the library's print and digital literacy center, and it's the home of Project Read, ESL tutoring, and Fog Readers. And we also support people with basic tech support, and we're the hub for Tech Week.
Wow. So, okay. So you both do so many... You both have so much going on. I have to let you guys manage this because I know you guys have a lot of stuff that everyone's going to want to hear about. So let's start with Julianne and your department and what's coming up for April and things that are also ongoing.
Okay, awesome. I'll start with some of our ongoing programs. So this Small Business Center is a hidden gem at the library. We really encourage folks to come and visit us or connect with us via email. It's a great resource for anyone dreaming of starting or growing a business. We offer skill-building workshops year-round. We also offer one-on-one business and entrepreneur mentoring through a partnership with SCORE San Francisco. We also host small business spotlights where we highlight local entrepreneurs to share their business journeys. And we also host business walks and pop-up markets. But what I'm most excited to share, DJ Marilyn, is that next week is San Francisco Small Business Week.
Okay. And what does that entail?
The San Francisco Small Business Week is a citywide celebration of our vibrant small business community. Mm-hmm. It's a chance to highlight the entrepreneurs and storefronts that keep our neighborhoods unique and resilient. It's led by the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, but the week is really brought to life by over 30 community organizations, including the Library Small Business Center. So it's a week full of workshops, panels, pop-up markets, and neighborhood events. And the library is contributing 7 events this year.
Oh, what are those events?
Well, I'll highlight a few because 7 events is a lot.
Okay.
On Tuesday, May 6th, in the Corrett Auditorium, which is at the main library, we will host a panel discussion of business journalists. Journalists from Mission Local, San Francisco Chronicle, San Francisco Examiner, and San Francisco Standard will be in conversation with Owen Thomas, the managing editor of the San Francisco Business Times, to discuss their raw and real takes on the current state of entrepreneurship in San Francisco based on their original reporting.
Okay.
We're really excited for that event. Obviously, journalists don't just report on the news, but they help shape the narrative around entrepreneurship in San Francisco. So we're excited to get those journalists together and see what they have to share.
Okay.
The following evening, on Wednesday, May 7th, we invite the community to come out to Glen Park and join us for a Glen Park small business stroll. We'll be partnering with the Glen Park branch of the San Francisco Public Library and the Glen Park Merchants Association. It will be a curated walk highlighting 5 amazing local businesses, part storytelling, part shopping, and full of fun.
Oh, that does sound like it's sort of like when they have like the open studios, except it's with small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also a storytelling event. So at each stop, there'll be a brief 5-minute interview with each business owner. And that's really where the event comes to life. The business owner stories are so inspiring. Each one has a unique journey, and it's incredible to hear firsthand how they've overcome challenges and built something meaningful in their communities. So if you haven't been to the Glen Park Business Corridor in a while, or haven't had the chance to explore it, this is a perfect opportunity to see what makes these businesses so special. And the participating businesses are all offering generous discounts, and we'll have an end-of-night raffle with prizes donated by the participating businesses. So we're really excited for that, and we encourage you all to come out.
When does that start, and where does everyone meet up?
Perfect question, Marilyn. So the event runs for 3 hours. It starts at 5:30, okay, and it will end at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Our meeting point is actually the Glen Park BART station.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be gathering there between 5:30 and 6. We really want to highlight how convenient that business corridor is, how accessible it is by public transportation.
And how will people know where to find you at the Glen Park BART station?
Oh, don't worry. We'll have lots of fanfare.
Oh, okay.
In Maryland. It'll be easy to spot us.
Okay. So I want to
be right outside the fair gate.
Okay. So Maricela, she set the bar. You've got to raise it.
Well, I'm really happy to be here to talk about the bridge and also the initiative called Tech Week.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, we're the Print and Digital Literacy Center for the library with Project Read, which is our adult literacy program, ESL tutoring for those who speak English as a second language and adults who would like to improve their conversational skills, and Fog Readers, which is our program for grades 1 through 4 students who need help with their reading. But I'm here specifically to talk about Tech Week, which is happening in May. It's our annual event. It happens between May 10th and May 17th this year, and it is a collaborative effort between various community agencies and the library to promote digital literacy skills, computer know-how, and answer tech questions, because our fast-paced world increasingly relies on technology, mm-hmm, and sometimes it's just really hard to keep up. So when people ask me about what Tech Week is, I tell them it's like a free conference for the public that offers programs that really vary. So we have programs that are going to be featuring leveling up your tech skills with library apps, how to do Zoom basics, learning how to DJ, presentations about AI, the good, the bad, and the ugly of AI. And even we round out the week with learning about the benefits of video games. Our programs are both, mostly are in person, mm-hmm, but we do offer some that are virtual. And then we have a nice mix that we also offer some programs in Chinese and a few in Spanish.
Very nice. Now, when does that week start?
That week starts on Saturday, May 10th,
okay,
kicking off with AI robotics and an afternoon for family fun, you know, learning about robots, and also 3D printing for some adults who might be interested in that. Mm-hmm. And we go all week long with various programs throughout the week with our various community agencies that make this happen. And it ends on Saturday, May 17th.
And do people need to sign up, or can they just show up? How does it work?
So that's a great question. So information for Tech Week is at www.sfpl.org /Tech Week.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be some programs that do require prior registration. Some programs that just have limited capacity, and we want to make sure that we provide the best experience possible. They can call the bridge to reserve their spot for some of these programs. So, for example, we're hosting a refurbathon, which people get to open up a computer and a laptop and get to see what's inside of it.
Mm.
And so those calls would go to the bridge, or if they're located at a library branch location, the phone numbers are also there. They would call directly to the branch. And if they need any orientation, we can direct people to where they need to call to make sure that they reserve a spot if reservation is required.
And have you done Tech Week before?
I have. Actually, the library's been doing Tech Week since 2017. Beginning, it was called Connect with Tech.
Mm-hmm.
But now for about 4 or 5 years now, we just call it Tech Week. And various agencies that come together to make this happen, such as Tech Exchange, DevMission, Community Living Campaign, all of them really put in the effort to make sure that programs are available for the public. But they also get to promote their agencies, because their agencies are year-round, just like the library. So they're providing great programming all year, but this is an opportunity to really highlight the tech aspect of things, the digital literacy support that's available in our city.
Now, since you've done tech, since you personally have done Tech Week before, what are some of the things, what are some of the common things that people need help with coming in? Because I know there are a lot of people out there who might be, who might think they're the only ones who don't understand their phone or they don't understand this or that. So what's some common things that you think Tech Week will address?
Definitely. So I want to tell people who might be out there kind of struggling with their tech, you are not alone. People might come in. For example, we have a weekly Tuesday tech drop-in, and people will come in with wanting to learn how to work their phone better. What are the apps? How to stop those spam calls that might come in. Mm. Or they might come in with questions about their email, especially if their email provider has changed the look of their email inbox. Mm-hmm. They might want to know how to get the old look back or how to help organize their messages. Some people might come in with document formatting issues. So we can address those types of questions at tech drop-ins. At the bridge here, the way that it works is that we have some tech volunteers that help with that, with that support. But if you pick up a, if you look at the website, there's also a brochure that's in there, and it highlights also some other agencies that are providing tech support and any drop-in or tech support that's available at local libraries too.
Very cool. Very cool. So once again, when is that?
Tech Week is Saturday, May 10th through Saturday, May 17th. And it happens every single day of the week, so with the exception of Sunday, but Saturday through Saturday.
Excellent, excellent. Now I'm going to go back to Julianne, but this question is for both of you. So what is a program that is happening either in your department or anywhere in the library that you think is like a kind of like a hidden gem that you want to make sure people know about? So I'm going to start with Julianne.
Okay, I actually have two I would like to share, DJ Marilyn, if that's fine.
Yeah.
I have one more program I would like to plug for Small Business Week, which again, Small Business Week runs Monday, May 5th through Friday, May 9th, that's next week. We have a virtual workshop on AI-powered success, Elevate Your Small Business with Smart Automation. We will have AI instructor Deborah Darris joining us to share how small businesses can use AI tools effectively. Mm-hmm. So it's a great program to learn how to tap into new technologies that make running a business more accessible and efficient.
Okay.
That will be Thursday, May 8th, in our virtual library at 10 a.m. Aside, outside of Small Business Week, which I'm very excited about Small Business Week, so definitely check out what we offer at sfpl.org/SBW, which will get you to the Small Business Week page.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to highlight that in June, on Saturday, June 21st, the main library will be hosting our open house. The day is called Library Love, A Day at Main. From 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., we invite the community to come out for a full day of all-ages programming that brings the library to life. Every corner of the main library will be activated with performances, story times, workshops, photo booths, etc. So we invite you to come out.
So when is that again?
Explore the main library. When, and this is part of I Love Tenderloin Week.
So when is that again?
When is that?
Yeah.
It's Saturday, June 21st.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. And which branch?
That's at the main library, so at 100 Larkin Street.
Excellent. 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 And so, were those the two?
Those were the two.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
DJ Marilyn.
Excellent. Excellent. And then Maricela, what is a little known gem that you want to make sure people take advantage of at the library?
So definitely, so I want to highlight a program that's actually being hosted by the Arts, Music, and Recreation Center here at the library. It's DJ Basics with DJ Lamont. So if we have any listeners who would like to learn how to DJ and how to, you know, mix something or be able to, like, use, they're going to be using an app to be able to make people a DJ that afternoon, and they will have the DJ Lamont there to be able to answer questions. So that's happening on Thursday, May 15th from 2 to 4 p.m. Here at the main library at the lower level Latino Hispanic room at 100 Larkin Street. And then, I mean, there's so many things going on, but one of the programs that I think is really fun, brought to us by one of the agencies called Community Living Campaign, is a photo walk in the Mission. And this is a program that is really geared to have people learn how to use their phones better, because we all have, like, these pocket cameras, but maybe you want to learn how to take better pictures. And so this is an opportunity to not only learn how to use that camera on your phone, but also do a photo walk in a very beautiful and vibrant neighborhood, which is the Mission District.
I kind of feel like we're all just one update away from turning into our parents and not understanding how to use the phone at all, like each and every one of us.
Absolutely. With the way that technology is changing, it's like we're all kind of just trying to keep up. And, you know, one of the goals of, you know, the library and a lot of these agencies is to just make sure that people feel supported in that.
Excellent, excellent. Is there anything else you guys want to let our listening audience know about? Because we've got, we've still got a couple of minutes.
I mean, always, you know, that, you know, the, I mean, all of these programs are free. Like everything else at the library, we just really want to make sure that people feel welcome and coming. No prior experience necessary. Come, you know, we just want people to be able to come in and learn something. You know, we want to be able to support them in their journeys to, you know, be better tech users, or, you know, learn about the businesses in the city. Julianne, what else? What else do you want to know?
Right. I would say that, so we both have two big weeks coming up, so two big initiatives, but these initiatives are just reminders of things that the library and, as Maricela said, other community organizations offer year round. So I think it's a nice reminder to think about the library's Small Business Center and the library's Bridge department for your small business and tech support needs. We're here year round. So come visit us, reach out to us via email or phone, bring a friend, attend a local event.
Yeah, definitely. We do have people come together, and it's great to then see them discover not only the program that they came to see, but also discover what else is here at the library.
Excellent. And on that note, Julianne, Maricela, I want to thank you both not only for being on the show, but for being librarians. I love the library, so I'm always excited when I get to talk to librarians and talk about the programs that they have available. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, people of Earth. Did you hear what they had to say? It's amazing. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on at the library. So, so much. And I'm going to play yet another one of the people who are going to be at the band shell. This is PY. So it's called My Level. So enjoy.
Was a Friday. Was a Friday. Was a Friday. freaky baby. Come and do a dance for me, girl. Wine for me. Come and choke my knee, girl. Take it all up and down. Baby, dance that stress away. I'm going crazy now. I'm feeling some type of way. Freaky, freaky baby. Come and do a dance.
Oh, this is good. They're going to be at the band shell on Saturday. That's the album African Turquoise, Volume 4. It's my level. You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. It's the third part of Library Palooza. I've got two fabulous librarians in the studio. And because they're in the studio, it means they get to introduce themselves. So you are?
I am Christopher Hostler from the Parkside Branch, Children's Librarian.
And you are?
I'm Emily Deseric Bedron from the Main Library, and I work in the Art, Music, and Recreation Department.
Very cool, very cool. So what brings my librarianistas here today? We're going to start with Chris because he's just sitting staring right at me so intently.
Yeah, so I'm here to talk about a summer stride. It's our summer reading program that's starting June 1st. And, you know, we've worked on it all year, and we're really excited.
So what's Summer Stride?
Summer Stride is a free reading program throughout the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
Each branch and the main should have free books that you can get in. One free book per person every day you come to the library. Also, you get to do 20 hours of reading, learning, of some kind of activity.
Hold up. Every day that you go in the library, you can get a free book? That doesn't sound right.
You get a free book to keep. You don't have to return it.
Book lovers, this is going to be like crack for you. Go on, I'm sorry.
No worries. And then, like, once you do, you do 20 hours of some kind of reading, learning, or activities in the library, you just do that on your tracker or a bingo sheet, whatever works best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you will get to redeem it for a tote bag again this year.
Okay.
And we have a special addition to that, too. And I'll keep that a surprise.
Oh, okay.
So you get an option.
All right. So how long has the Summer Stride program been going on? I feel like it's been a while now, right?
Definitely a while. Probably over 20 years at least.
Okay.
I've been there.
Okay. I was going to say before you were born. But
yes.
You know. Wow. Okay. So so there's all these free books.
Mm-hmm.
Is this also part of the One City, One Book, or is that a separate thing?
It's a separate thing. Yeah.
Okay.
One City, One Book is it happens year round.
Okay. Oh. Oh, okay. What's the does anyone know what the book is this year?
I think they changed the book. Do you happen to know?
Oh, I do, but I can't think of it.
I can't think of it right now.
We'll come back with that. We'll come back with that. Okay, so when does that start?
That will start June 1st.
June 1st. Okay. Oh, so that's close by.
Up.
Okay. And again, I want to reiterate, every day that you go to the library, you can get another book.
Yeah. Get a free a book to keep.
Even for the kids?
Even for the kids.
Nice.
Kids, babies, adults.
Nice. Because I went to the open house over at the Western Edition branch, and the kids were they loved the book, you know, and one of the little kids was like just demanding that I read them book after book after book, and I had no problem with that at all. It was just because it's like, yeah, you like to read. All right. I'm sorry. And madam, tell me, what branch do you work at? What's coming up for you?
I'm at the Main in Art, Music, and Recreation, and we just have ton of programs coming up.
Where's the Art, Music, and Recreation?
Oh, it's on the fourth floor of the Main.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're one of the two departments. So I think you talked to Julianne earlier, and she's also on our floor, but she's on the business, science, and technology side.
Okay.
They're also doing amazing work over there. I love it. But over at Art, Music, and Recreation, we are just crushing through this year with a ton of programs. So it's really exciting. I'm going to follow up first, though, on Summer Stride, because we do have some Summer Stride programming coming up that's for adults.
Okay.
From our floor. So this is my personal favorite program. It's my little pet project.
Mm-hmm.
A program called Drawing from Film.
I saw a flyer for that.
Yes.
Continue.
Good, because I'm trying to get the word out as much as possible. So it's a program. It's basically for All levels are invited. We draw from different movies. I choose the movies. Okay. I choose where we're going to pause. I do it based on composition, not on my personal feelings.
So you've done draw from film before?
Yeah. So okay. It's sort of a self-directed thing. So I introduce the movie, and then we watch a little bit of it just to get the context, mm-hmm. and then we start pausing different specific frames, and we'll just draw. Usually we'll do like 3 5-minute warm-ups, 2 10-minute poses, and like 3 15-minute
okay.
different frames. Uh-huh. And it's just kind of, it's really, really fun. It's wonderful to be with other people. I couldn't find any free drawing programs in San Francisco. That was one of the reasons I wanted to start it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then can you tell the listening audience, like, what are some of the movies? What stills have you done from different movies, and what drew you to them?
Well, we're all over the place. So we started with Vertigo, San Francisco classic.
Okay.
Then we did Paris is Burning. And more recently, I'm trying to think, the last three that we've done, because we've done about 10 or 11, are uh-huh. Victims of Sin, which is this really fantastic golden age of Mexican cinema, like noir with a happy ending. And it was really fun. It's like beautiful grays, beautiful, really, really dramatic scenes of dancing,
uh-huh.
which are beautiful to draw, just like the wildest camera angles and poses. It's a gorgeous movie. I really recommend watching it. It is available through the library for free, of course.
Oh, very nice.
So yeah, you can check it out.
Have you done any of the silent movies, like Cabinet of Dr. Because, you know, those old yeah. German expressionist lighting with the different shadows?
That is definitely on my list. Oh, right. I love that. It's so hard because there are so many yeah. beautiful films.
Uh-huh.
And so I try to really vary them. So like recently we did like Daughters of the Dust, which is gorgeous and from mm-hmm. the early 90s mm-hmm. and has all these beautiful kind of like pastel colors and neutrals. It's just absolutely gorgeous, as well as period costumes mm-hmm. from the early 1900s. And we just did Taste of Cherry, which is an Iranian film from the late 90s.
Wow.
But we've done a lot from the 60s. We did one from the 40s, The Blood of Jesus, which was a brilliant kind of like low budget movie that has just gorgeous frames of angels and devils and just incredible stuff. It was really fun to draw.
See, now I want a bookmark with all the movies that you do. You know how the library puts out all those bookmarks, like here are the banned books, and you know that this is Black History Month. So I want one of those.
That can be arranged.
That would be great. That would be great.
Because all of these are also available through the library, so you very can nice. Usually stream them or get the DVD.
But I love us. The concept, because I saw, what's that movie? A Woman is Walking Home Alone at Night.
Yes, that's
and that has some amazing like shots that I think would lend themselves well. So when you're watching a movie, do you go, oh, I have to remember to use this? Is that like, you have two minds when you're watching a film?
Yes, absolutely. I saw Ganja and Hess earlier this year, and I was like, we will be drawing that.
Okay.
I just kept watching
That's
it and thinking,
list.
Not only is it a good movie, but I was also like, this is going to be incredible to draw.
Okay.
It's gorgeous.
All right. So say when that is again.
That's going to be in the summer. So we're doing it. It's all Saturdays. So it's going to be June 7th. We're going to do Playtime, which is a 60s French. Yes. It's so fun. It's so playful. Then I think the 11th or 12th of July, Ganja and Hess,
uh-huh.
totally different mood, shift to the 70s, really different tone, but beautiful movie. And then we're going to have, again, the darker tone in August, I think August 9th,
mm-hmm.
We'll be doing Blue Velvet.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, I
nice,
had to get a nice. David Lynch movie on this year for sure. Yeah, I'm really excited. They're all at 11 a.m. as well, just in case anyone's listening
mm-hmm.
and getting their pencils and paper ready.
And are those three movies also available via Canopy?
Yes. Okay. I'm
90% sure?
I'm 90% sure that at least one or two of them are.
Okay.
But anything that we don't have on Canopy, we will have on DVD or Blu-ray.
Got it.
So it will be available. You can get it through through the library for sure. Okay. And please do, because they're all fantastic watches.
Okay, so you both, like, you know, you hit me with the books that are free. Mm-hmm. You hit me with drawing from movies. So hit me again. What else you guys got?
Yeah, so I work at the Parkside branch on Terravel and 22nd Street. So we have a lot of fun programs coming up in May.
I know where that is.
Yeah, you do.
My friend lives right across from there.
As I tell all the kids, like, we're across the KFC Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. That's your next favorite spot to go to.
So go on.
So we have an event where I'm partnering with the Asian Art Museum for something called a Storytellers Program.
Uh-huh.
That is basically, they have these trained storytellers. They'll be telling Asian folklore stories. And so they're sending someone over to my branch, and they'll be sharing a story. One about Tajikistan, I believe, a story about that, and then one from India.
Wow.
As well. And that is May 17th at 10:30 a.m.
And have you guys, is the storytelling thing new, or have you done that before?
It's a new thing.
Okay.
I'm working with someone named Leonard over at the Asian Art Museum. He's a great person to work with. And we worked together to get this program kind of out to the libraries.
And so you've got those, but so you're going to be doing it sort of periodically with different – or
right now we just have it as the one-time thing.
Oh, okay.
And then maybe in the future we can have it maybe a bit more often.
Okay. And is it for kids or for adults?
It's for all ages.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I was thinking, you know, I just watched this documentary and one of the films that they covered was Kwaidan, and it had this an Unibaba. And I was like, I wonder if those are folk tales and I wonder if those are appropriate for kids.
I know there's some that I think one of them is a little bit darker. So maybe about for that one, like ages 5 and up or 6 and up.
Okay. Okay. So when is that and what time is
that? That is at May 17th, 10:30 a.m.
At the Terravel branch.
Yeah. Our Parkside branch.
Parkside branch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then other than that, we have one May 24th, Saturday. I hired a Balinese dance group from Berkeley. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Is Gadamilan Sikar Jaya. Mm-hmm. I went to Bali in October. I was like, I wonder if there's a Balinese dance group that could come out to my branch. And I found one, luckily, over in Berkeley. And they're going to be coming out on May 24th at 3 p.m. And they will do Balinese dance music, and they will teach some Balinese dance moves to you.
Ooh. So, once again, when and where for that one?
May 24th, Parkside Branch Library, 3 p.m.
Okay, and that's on the L, right?
L train, yes.
Yeah,
it is. It's open, it's nice.
And it stops right in front of the library.
It does stop right in front of the library.
That's nice. That's
very
nice,
easy
nice,
to
nice.
Get to.
All right, so we have 2 minutes left, so you get to throw one more in there, into the mix.
All right, can I have two if I'm fast?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I'll be in trouble if I don't mention that we're going to have a really great program through SF Ballet tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the Main. And it's going to be a presentation on the Frankenstein Ballet. It's part of
There's a Frankenstein Ballet?
There is. And it looks so cool. The images are amazing. And they're also going to have a chair dance portion. So there's an interactive portion where right from your seat, you can learn dance moves and perform them as part of the program. Ooh. So I encourage everyone to come to that.
Uh-huh.
And then I have to talk about... the Much Ado About Keanu series that we're having in May, because we're having it at four different branches, including the Main. And we're having, there's a scholar, she has a new book out called Much Ado About Keanu. Her name is Sazine Devi Kohler.
Okay.
And we're going to have showings of four different films starring Keanu Reeves.
Uh-huh.
And she's then going to talk about each one of the movies, his background as an actor who's part of the Asian diaspora, politics, history, queer theory, and how they intersect with all these movies, which include like The Matrix, Bram Stoker's Dracula, A Scanner Darkly, that's at the Main. And then, oh my gosh, what's the last one? I want to say Point Break, but I think that's a lie. But there's one more and it's going to be good. So I'm really excited for that.
Connie, if you're listening... repeat when it is?
That one, the one at the Main, hold on, is going to be Thursday, May 29th, 5:15 p.m. So
okay.
Please come.
All right. Well, people of Earth, this has been the best day ever. Everything that has come out of a librarian's mouth today has been like pure, has hit me everywhere I need to be hit. So Emily and Chris, I want to thank you both for being on the show today.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. This is really fun.
People of Earth, this was the best day ever. I just don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I do know what I'm going to do. I'm going to play one more cut from the band, the Grease Traps. That's going to be at the band shell. So it's time for me to turn the mic over to Mr. Ford. So until next week, my friends, ta-ta and toodle-doo.